Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Yeah, it's Heather.
Hey Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So have you reached your office?
Yeah.
Just wait. So did you see the email?
Yeah. I got it pulled out.
So did you review the website?
Uh-huh. So I've got our pictures that we need to impose in here instead of these pictures.
Actually, as I mentioned to you, like the first two steps, we just were developing all the things, right? And on the third step, we will just make the changes like pictures, verbiage, and other stuff. And we will integrate the payment methods, booking systems. And what type of changes are you looking for? You just let me know right away. That's why we scheduled this call. So you will let me know the changes, so I will go ahead and make those changes for you, and we will go from there. So can
okay.
you open the home page?
Yeah. Okay.
So on the home page, the first thing is you call it that is called a section of turning your event vision into the reality, and this picture. So would you like to make some changes in this section?
I mean, we have to change the picture.
So do you have a new
relevant?
Do you have a,
yes.
Do you have the relevant picture, or would you like to use stock images?
No, I have pictures that I've had a photographer take.
Oh, okay. So are you able to like share with me right now? Can you?
How? Just send it to your email. The last one.
Yeah, you just reply me on
the
last. So whatever the email you are receiving from my side, so whenever you want to reply me on that email, so you just click on the reply all. So once you click on the reply all, so whatever the email you will reply, I will get it easily.
Okay. When I hit reply, it's not giving me reply at all. Now it's something on my side. Found the pictures.
I receive it. Okay,
you should have got one that's like the main one of the outside of our building.
Yeah, that is a fantastic picture, I must say.
Okay, thank you. Let me. Let's see.
Here we go. I just entered the YouTube fresh page. Refresh it.
Hang on. Okay, very nice. I like that.
Let's move to the second section. Underneath having about looking for event rental service. So here's your, would you like to change this one?
Yeah, let me. Okay.
Actually, this is too small. Do you have any another picture with high resolution?
Too small. Okay.
But let's try. I think it will be work.
I've got some more. Let me
Try this.
look.
Let me update it. Please refresh your page and check it out. I think this looks fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that.
Right, let's move to the next section. Here's if you don't want that section, you should let me know, then I will remove it, no issue.
Yeah, so on this, I mean, what I wanted in here, which I may have to get it and add it later, are the vendors that we want to add, and I don't have that right now.
Okay, so for now we just hide this section, so whenever you will have it, you will unhide it.
Okay, let's do that because I've got to get with multiple companies and get, their logo and all their information, and that's going to take me a little bit of time so
Please
that I can work on later.
refresh your page. So now the next section is rental events. That's fine.
Yeah, I need to change. Can you change, or where it says small parties and children's birthday parties, can you put a 2-hour minimum on that instead of a 4?
Oh, and where, like, which part?
Where it says rental events and it's got our logo is really, really big. Or can you change that on your end, or do I have to? Okay.
So what we need to do, like, we need to small the size of the image or what?
Just need to change it to where it says small parties and children's birthday parties. It says price $45 per hour. It needs to be with a 2-hour minimum.
Okay, 2 hours minimum. Here we go. Then.
And then where it says business luncheon, I'm just seeing some typo. It's price $50 includes a 2-hour. That needs to say rental instead of renter.
Okay. Rental done. Okay, anything else needs to
And
be changed?
then that's it on that. And then on the About Serendipity, the Unrivaled Scenery, Unforgettable Event Program, is that where we can just add more pictures that I
Yes.
can send you, or what? Okay,
This
okay.
is the those programs like what you like to showcase on your site. So if you have pictures, so you can share with me. I can go ahead and make put it there.
Okay.
Are you sending me right now?
Yeah. Yeah, let me get in back into my computer.
Up to you how many you would like to.
Well, our photographer sent them to me in a zip, and now I can't find it. Let's go back on here. Just a second.
No problem.
See what I've given you. Okay, I need to find one more that shows the front. Okay, I'm gonna give you one more.
This is a good picture, by the way.
Thank you.
She decorated very well.
I've got one more I'm sending you, and I think that should be. Okay, those three pictures should be good enough.
Okay, let me see. Oh, fantastic. Your penny is great, I must say.
Do what? Oh.
I'm talking about your venue. It's fabulous. The interior look. Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Impressive. Now I'm thinking, like, I must, you know, book your venue.
Oh. Ah, it's funny.
What's, how many, persons can come, the capacity?
We can collect the front part, probably 60 to 70 people. And then we've got a big back room just for like children's birthday parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a little pocket park next door to us that the city owns that's got a little amphitheater type deal.
So is this yours or you are working for someone?
It's mine and my mom's.
Oh, great. concept. Well, can you refresh your page so you can see the picture I placed there?
All right. I think probably underneath those three pictures, we can probably do away with about our event for now. I don't.
What do you think? Like, do you want to write something under these three pictures or what?
We could, I don't know what to write. I would have to think about it. Unless you guys can come up with something. I mean, it's just, that's the general area. All of that seating comes with your rental. We have it decorated right now for fall. We're getting ready to decorate it for Christmas. And then the kitchen part, it's the commercial kitchen. So that they can cook food or they can have,
So in the same area, basically you want a gallery section there where you can showcase your pictures, your pictures.
Yeah, and I need to give photo credit to our photographer too. He is just trying to get started, and he did these pictures for free. Actually, he just asked that we give him credit for them.
So we can write it down a sentence like you just. Where a picture where it goes to photographer.
Yeah.
And if your photographer has an Instagram page or Facebook page, so you can provide the link, so I can place the link right here.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yeah, let me see what he emailed me. Yeah, it's NOLF, NOLF Photography.
Hang on, let's see. Let me paste. Let me copy the style and paste it right here. Paste. There we go. These picture. Credit goes to what was the name?
Here, I'm gonna.
What was the photographer name?
I sent it to you because it's really
can
weird.
You know, spell it? Yeah, you sent it to me. Noel photographer and Ryan Noel.
Mm-hmm. And let me see. He used a different, because they also do, okay, and so his email address is nolphphotography@gmail.com.
Nolphphotography@gmail.com, this is his email?
Yeah.
At Gmail, let me write it down. Do you have the Facebook Instagram page? Do you? Does Raghava has one? Does he have?
Does he have a Facebook page?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, or any.
Yes.
Please provide me the both pages.
His Facebook page is just Nolf Photography.
Can you share the link with me?
Yeah.
He has only Facebook page, okay?
Yeah. Let me email this. In just a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you get an email from me?
Yes, please email me the direct link that you have for the
I tried
note.
To. Did you?
Not yet. I'm just refreshing the page.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, wait, I can do this.
I got you. Oh, this is a Shopify website, I guess.
Yeah, it takes you, it's on his Facebook page, but it's a link that takes you to his website.
Oh, I can link this thing.
Okay. And then, okay, I found his,
I got it, his Facebook page.
I found his Facebook. You got his Facebook page?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Please refresh your page and see it. Can you please refresh the page?
Okay, yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah, it should say.
What ink can we change? You can let me know.
I would rather you say, just say picture credits go to.
Okay, picture credits
go to Rottenoff.
Yeah, the change.
Okay.
Okay, and go down, there's another section which is about our events. Do you want to keep it or would you like to remove that?
Let's remove that.
Remove the entire section, I'm moving, removing it. There we go. And make the reservation. That section.
Yeah, you will remove this stuff in Spanish or whatever, French or whatever language it is.
That is a word I will become in this part, but first we will talk about the picture and section. So do you want to keep this in the reservation or picture?
Yeah, I think we can keep it. I don't think it needs to be specific to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great. And here's the Instagram feed. So Instagram thing is the integration part. Like you can integrate your Instagram with the website or Facebook with the website. So whatever you will be post on your Facebook and on Instagram, it will be shown on your website directly.
Okay.
So do you have the pages? Like are you doing a marketing, like social media marketing?
We just have a Facebook page. Right now I don't have an Instagram page.
Don't have it. Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And underneath having a this thing. Okay. And privacy policy, terms and condition. Okay. This is a home page, right? Let's move to the about us page. Can you click on the about us page?
About. Okay.
About us. On the top.
Okay.
See this about this page, what section you want to keep and what section do you want to remove, please do let me know. This is about your business,
Mm.
about like you know, about me, about us, about this business.
Yeah. Is this something I can go back and add back in later?
Yeah, of course, no issue with that, right?
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, we've been open since September, so I feel like I need more time to develop this, and we need to do more events to have some different pictures.
Okay, got your point. Right, and, okay, so you just talk about the sections, right? Do you want a section like explore our event and services? I believe you are not offering food or thing or something, so I think
no, yeah.
You don't
I
want
just want to be able to go back in and add vendors where they can contact, you know, it's a link, and maybe, you know, picture of their logo and what it is, and then there's a link that they can contact those vendors, but
no problem with that. Whenever you will have it, you will come back to us. I will add those things, don't you?
Okay.
And
yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was saying about the art team section. So do you have any team? Would you like to showcase right here, or you don't want it?
Where are you at again?
On the About Us page. And you see there's
okay.
A brightly presentation. There's a video, if you have any video. And whatever video you want to keep there, you can share me the video. I will keep it. Right, so if somebody wants to see the video
okay.
About your venue and your virtual tour about your venue, so they can do it. And here's a creative event organization, like who is the organizer? So would you like to show me
mm-hmm.
the pictures there or no?
Yeah,
the
no, I don't have, I'm not ready to have all this stuff yet.
Okay, so for now I can hide this section. So whenever you
mm-hmm.
want, you can do it.
Okay.
And for the video, if you have any video, like if you want to give the virtual tour of your venue to your clients, so you can create a video for them for a virtual tour of your venue, and we can upload it right here.
Yeah, that'll be something we can. I'll have to do later.
No
but
problem.
Yeah, that would be good to have.
And let's move to the okay, that's it, right? Home, About Us, contact us,
mm-hmm.
and go to the footer at the bottom.
Okay.
And you see there's a phone number and email address. Would you like to, what email and phone number would you like to use?
So the phone number is going to be 918 465.
It's 918.
Mm-hmm. 465.
Mm-hmm.
6149.
Mm-hmm.
And then the email address is this, it's Serendipity Event Center.
What was that? Sorry.
Serendipity, Serendipity
uh-huh.
Event Center, EventCenter,
@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now underneath having a two pages, which is privacy policy and term and condition, I believe you have some privacy policy and term and condition for booking purpose to you.
Okay.
You don't have it for now?
Well, I mean, I sent you our contract. I don't know what I need to put. I've never done a privacy policy.
Okay, no problem.
So I don't know what I need to put in there.
The contact form we already updated on the tab. You see, send a TPT contract download form. Here's a button. Right.
Okay,
above.
On the email address, you need to put in R on center, center at gmail.com.
Gotcha. And okay. Right above, you see the contract form button?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody will click on it, so the form will be up here.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Let me open this form to the new page. Oh, we'll start. Okay, that's mine, right? Let's move to the venue page. Please click on the venue page. Can you click on the venue?
Yeah. Okay, venue, yep, I've got it up.
Yes, and you just will be the complete venue and underneath having a form as well.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. That's annoying. Okay. So where it says payment.
Yeah, that's the main part, right? You see their name, last name, they will put that, they will select the venue, which venue they want, the wedding, half day events, for small parties and business. Once it's selected,
okay, that, I see it.
So the full payment and the half payment, they up to the client.
Okay.
They want to pay the half payment or for the full right, so they will just select the half payment, they will put the date and timing as well.
Okay, I see that. Very good.
Okay. An email, phone number, additional note, they will put it and they will submit it, right? But they need to pay the right away. So we need to integration of the merchant. Like, what payment method would you like to use? PayPal, Stripe?
So our bank, that's what I was trying to look at before I called you. Our bank has it where I can set up a payment that will go into our bank account. And I can accept credit cards.
Yes, you do. Go ahead.
Right. So, but I've not done that before. So I've got to call them and find out what do I need to give you to set this up where people can go in and pay by credit card and it goes into our bank account.
Right. So for this thing, right, I will right now have a business consultant, right, regarding this procedure. So he will explain you about things like how you can accept all the payments matters and about the verbiage as well. Like, you don't have the verbiage about the terms and conditions, privacy policy and other stuff, right? You don't have it. And about yourself, like about on the about us page, you don't have the verbiage, right? So he will explain you like what we can help you out in this case, right? So, and this would be the last page. Can you come on to contact us page, and after that I will connect you with my business consultant, so he will definitely help you out in the he will explain you about that. Can you come up with you about us page? Oh, sorry, contact us page.
Will you be the one removing this other language that's on here, or does someone else do that?
Right. Actually, right now we use like a dummy text on it, right? These are the dummy text. Once we will change the verbiage into the against your business, so it will be changed each and everything, the wording each and everything. That is full of content. So don't worry. I'm going to connect you with a consultant and explain you about that, right? Just stay with me. So on the contact us page, you see there phone number, address, and email. So can you please address? Would you like to put the address right?
The address is 128.
128. 1 second, I'm writing down.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, what was that?
128. East Main Street. Wilburton. Wilburton, Oklahoma, 74578.
Can you look at it one more time? 128 East Main Street.
Okay.
I'm saying, can you repeat one more time the address? Are you with me?
Okay. Give you the address again?
Yes.
128 East Main Street. Wilburton, Oklahoma, 74578.
74578. Mm-hmm. Let me open it. Where is that? There we go. Address, what is? Okay, and what was the phone number? What's his name?
918-465-6149.
Here we go. Can you refresh the page? It's done.
Okay. Okay. You've got Street and Wilburton together. You need to put a space.
Here we go, right, and next thing, yes, we have discussed all the things, right, and one more thing I want to discuss, which is most important. You mentioned the additional hours are $25 per hour, right? So how they can add additional hours? Let's take an example, today, it's the 1st December, right, and I have a booking at 1 p.m. till 3 p.m., let's say. So after 3 p.m., if somebody else book your venue, so and till 3 p.m. I suppose that I want to add one more hour. So how you will manage that? Because at the same time after 3 p.m. you will have the another booking. So then what happens?
Well, what it's gonna be is they're gonna have to. So it's the four. That really goes along with that four-hour minimum. So if they, at the time of booking, if they want 6 hours, they need to be able to add it in at that time. It's not going to be something they're going to add on to. And we only really want to allow one booking a day because
how many bookings
we can't, it can't get
a day. How many bookings?
We're only, if it's over a four-hour booking, like for Saturdays and Sundays, like Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, it just, we need to have one booking if it's a four-hour booking, because most people have a party at like 2 p.m. or 10 a.m., so it would really, it's going to take up the majority of the day.
Uh-huh.
So we need to have the parameters where it's the four-hour minimum, but they can add on extra hours for their event if they think they're going to need 6 hours or 8 hours.
So let's say,
But we.
let's say if somebody is booking like a wedding for the wedding, so.
The wedding is a full day. The wedding is $1,000. It's
full day event. Okay.
And we'll work with them because they're going to contact us anyway. So we may have to handle that outside of the website. You know, if they decide they need more time or something changes. But as far as when people go on to book events, they need to choose at that time the total number of hours that they want, pay for it. If they call us back later and something changes, we'll have to deal with that. But when they book, we need something that doesn't allow multiple people to book, you know, within hours of each other on the same days. I guess our calendar just needs to be set up where it only allows for one booking.
Okay, got you.
And then if people want to, if their date's not available, if they want to contact us, then we can see if we can.